Number 19, individual cases concerning failure to report commercial harvest in compliance with the commission regulation. Chris? Is this the one that deals with the, yes, sir?
Mr. Chairman, in light of that, I'm going to excuse myself on this.
Thank you. Yes, we will have a quorum. No, you can't go anywhere. Was that the hidden question?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, let's proceed.
Sir, two handouts you received. One is a 2009 landings. It's something we showed the commission last fall when we discussed with you the overage that occurred in horseshoe crab fishery and the various sectors that had landings participating into it, both endorsement licensees and those who did not have endorsement licenses. The thick package you've received is all the confidential data having pertained to each one of the cases. I'll walk through each one individually. The front page has the pages that their information is on. I'll keep directing you to that just to make this go as smoothly as possible. The second page in the packet is the actual regulations that we are dealing with today. Regulations 610, Section 60 for mandatory harvest reporting, failure to report. Regulation 900, Sections 25 having to do with the possession of more than 500 horseshoe crabs if you do not have an endorsement license. And 35, the monitoring requirements for the call-in. First case that we have is Mr. David Chris Walker.
Walker. What I'd like to do, everyone that's here for a repeat offender violation today, would you please stand? A offender violation, if you've been summoned to here to the commission for a violation for either failing to report or repeat offender, would you please rise? If you've got a commission hearing this afternoon and been summoned here, please rise. Gentlemen, raise your right hands. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll provide today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Please be seated. Mr. Walker.
Quickly, sir, the case with Mr. Walker is missing mandatory reports for August, the unreported 8 days of harvest, which account for over 5,000 horseshoe crabs, violation of Regulation 900. He did not call in the landings as required for his horseshoe crab endorsement license. Mr. Walker has now turned in all his missing reports. All horseshoe crabs have been accounted for.
Staff have a recommendation?
We do. We have 1 year probation for the violation of Regulation 610, 6 month suspension of all horseshoe crab licenses and permits starting today, lasting until July 26th.
Mr. Walker?
Yes, sir. I'm guilty. I do know the crabs were reported from Mr. Bowden that I sold them to, Mr. Thomas Bowden. This is what he gave me for them. Is this what he said?
Oh, sure.
This is what he gave me. My reports never got sent in.
They were completed, tangled up with a bunch of stuff on my desk, and I never sent them in. That's as simple as I can put it.
Any questions of Mr. Walker? What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Bowden?
Yeah. I know Mr. Walker very well. This is a small job, which he's been running now. It's not a small job. I think this was a misunderstanding on his part. He was told by the buyer that he didn't need to report because he had reported, which is clearly wrong. And I certainly believe I've straightened Mr. Walker out on that because I used it. The same principle wouldn't straight that. You know, even though the dealer has to call in with the report, you're responsible to do it too. I think he fully understands that now. And I think the year of probation is warranted, but I really hate to take his license because I know, you know, he depends on it for feed the family and stuff. And not only would you be punishing Mr. Walker, you'd be punishing his family. So I would move that we give him 1 year mandatory information probation, and in the year's time, if he has any more trouble, with his mandatory reporting right there.
Is there a second to
the
motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Let me, I understand.
I don't know where we're going as far as other dispositions are concerned. I'm going to make this comment one time and one time alone, so everybody please listen. This overage basically caused a significant problem as far as quota management was concerned. I mean, a big problem. And yours, 5,703 crabs, you know, you start taking that number and the number of the others we're going to hear. It doesn't take long to figure. That's why we've got half the room filled here today. I know mistakes happen, but at the same time, this is a fishery that is under the microscope as far as people watching, as far as management's concerned. There are those out there, and I'm going to tell you this quite honestly. There are those that have talked to me about it that wish that another horseshoe crab was never taken from the waters of the Commonwealth of Virginia, except for medical purposes. That's no kidding. That's the real deal. And these people are in positions to make this happen. Not me, but other people from a legislative perspective and from a management perspective. So I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how the rest of them are going to go, but if you think this is not serious, it's very serious, and there are those out there gunning for you if you're involved in this fishery. I'll tell you that up front, right here, right now. Okay? So just for what it's worth.
I understand, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Sir. Sir Guy Olson Pruitt Jr.
Guy Pruitt.
Mr. Pruitt is also in for violation of Regulation 610, missing reports January, May, June, and August for a total of 9,993 horseshoe crabs and his failure to call in based on his restricted endorsement license. Mr. Pruitt has met with staff this morning and has gotten everything pertaining to this up to date.
Mr. Pruitt, what happened?
I just caught up in life, you know. I just put it up. I mean, just kept putting it off, and it got away from me.
10,000 crabs. I mean, that's a lot.
Just paperwork gets mixed up. I mean, I just...
What's the pleasure of the commission?
What's the recommendation?
What's the recommendation?
Is the same, 1 year probation, 6 month suspension, 4 year crab license and permits.
Mr. Bowden?
I'm really going to make the same suggestion, but I'll tell you something that I should have added to Mr. Walker's, and I will say it this time. You know, it's important because the environmental groups, this is one of our, you know, it's a blue heron for us. We really need to keep up with it. I noticed the people with the biggest problems sold mostly to one buyer, and I think they were all under the impression from that buyer that, you know, it would be reported.
The problem, though, Mr. Bowden,
the
problem is the gentleman just said he got caught up in life. I mean, the last one said I didn't file the reports. They are acquiescing their guilt on their own individual, so.
Let me finish what I was going to
say. Absolutely. Because we're on the same sheet of music, believe me.
This is definitely very important to make sure everything is up to date. This is really three violations, the mandatory reporting, not calling in, and you know, you just said you got caught up in that. I don't want to see that ever happen again, and I'd like to have your word that it won't, and I would take you at your word for it. I mean, that's what we're going to have to. We've got to have this stuff straight because it gives all the water in the black eye, and we don't need it. You know, General Assembly have been very favorable to watermen in the past, but that's not necessarily the way it'd be in the future, and we need to have everything crossed and dotted. So my same suggestion would be for that, but I also want to add this. Mm-hmm. If they have any problem with their horseshoe crab permit with not reporting, we're going to suspend the horseshoe crab permit. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're getting a big break, but don't come back with any kind of horseshoe crab because your permit will be gone. We can't take it indefinitely, but we can take it for up to 2 years. And that would be my suggestion. So everybody make sure they're doing right from now on, because I think, and we're being generous because we know people have families and there's not a lot of job opportunities on the Eastern Shore. And that's the way I feel. So I would move that we give him the same punishment we did, 1 year mandatory reporting probation.
Is there a second to the second to the motion, Mr. Tankard? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Cap. Olson, please get the reports in. I know life can get caught up in it. Believe me, I know that, but it's very important. Next
case, William T. Eskridge III, as Ms. Best is coming up, again, violation of Regulation 610, mandatory reporting, June and August. Unreported 9 days in August, accounting for over 4,000 horseshoe crabs, and Regulation 900 did not call his landing on his restricted endorsement license.
Recommendation is the
same recommendation.
Mr. Eskridge.
I know ignorance is no excuse when it comes to law, but that's all I got to plead because it's the first time I've participated in the fishery, and I've never had to call in on any other of my, you know, my fisheries, and I just didn't know that I was supposed to call in until I did get the subpoena a couple weeks ago.
You understand now?
I certainly do.
Matters before the commission. Unless you've got a question.
I don't have the same recommendation, but I do have a question for Tom. First, you do understand the severity of this, and you will do right in the future.
I sure will.
I mean, you know, we have discussed it several times on the phone, and he realizes the error of his way.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Please, get it in. Thank you, Mr. Eskridge. Hey.
Daniel B. McCulloch.
Daniel McCulloch.
Mr. McCulloch, missing mandatory reports for May. On report 3 days in May, accounting for 1,235 horseshoe crabs. He did not pick up his horseshoe crab endorsement license, which would have made him eligible to land over 500. He did not have it, thus, but he did land over 500, which is the limit provided in Regulation 900. That's the same recommendation from staff.
Has he picked it up? I mean, did he ultimately?
No, he did not have it at the time, and he landed greater than 500 horseshoe crabs, which only an endorsement license would allow. So he didn't have it in his possession.
So it's two violations in and of itself.
Still two. Same recommendation from staff. And it is still unresolved. We still have 3 days in May that we need to resolve with him.
Are we going to be able to resolve that?
I'm assuming with him here today, we'll be able to meet with staff as soon as this is over and see if we can't fix this.
Mr. McCulloch, any comment?
Well, whatever I did wrong, I did it. I'm here, and I'm sorry. But my other reports are really, I got an A+ because I got a person filling them out for me. And it was my failure to communicate with them to fill the proper thing out.
Okay.
But it's still, whatever I did wrong, I'm okay with it.
Appreciate your honesty. Comments from the commission, questions from the commission. Mr. Bowden.
I will make the same motion, but in his case, pending resolution of the missing days.
Okay, is there a second to the motion?
There's also the issue of going over the limit.
Well that's a violation, but it's a technical violation because he really was qualified to do it. The only thing he didn't pick up is if he actually picked it up, he would not have been in violation.
He wasn't unlicensed. He just not have license in possession.
He didn't get his license. He was eligible, but he never picked up his license for the year.
He was unlicensed.
Yeah.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Danny. Get that straightened out.
Okay. Kenneth Heath. Similar case, unreported in July for 600 horseshoe crabs, also pertaining to Regulation 900, landed more than the bycatch limit of 500 horseshoe crabs per day. It's annotated in the table that we provided on page 22, numerous days over. And he was, and that's what we have, same recommendation, 1 year probation, 6 months suspension.
Yeah. What you got?
I didn't land more than that in one day. I have my own cooler, or I pack my own fish. I come in, I may have 100 crabs. I got a vat. I keep filling the vat up. When the vat's full, I get two vats full. I carry them to Bernie on my pickup and offload them, and I write a ticket out for that one day, which I guess is not the right way to do it. I need to list down every daily, I mean, which it says on the reporting of catch or sale when you sell them. So. Just as even in my fish, some days I fish and I don't send fish out until the trucks come. They may be the next day or third day.
I noticed back in July of 2009, missing mandatory reports, dealer specific reports, not resolved. Is that this one?
That is this case.
Okay.
It's the same case.
Yep, I just want to make
sure. That one ticket I've done, it was just a lost ticket. I just got lost in my paperwork, it's certainly
any
no advantage to me to not file
Any questions of Mr. Heath? Mr. Bowden?
Has everything been resolved as far as staff's concern on the missing report?
Well, I've been in Florida most of the winter, and I just got Bruce Fowler called me and notified me to come here, so I flew in today to come here to take care of the matter. I mean, I can...
Have they been resolved yet?
They still need to resolve them with staff.
He has them.
He has not. He needs to still get that resolved. And as he just stated, he basically loaded up on certain days.
I can understand his predicament about taking more than one day stuff, because I do that quite often when I'm fishing. I live 30 miles away from where I sell, and if I don't have many fish, I eat them up, and then the next day. I'd make the same suggestion as the last one, pending resolution. He would put on 1 year mandatory reporting probation.
So, second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Kenny. Please get it straight. Don't.
Yeah, I'll get it straight for you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Donald C. Porter. Mr. Porter, missing mandatory reports in March, April, and June. Were underreported 16 days of June, accounting for 4,000 horseshoe crabs. Landed more than the bycatch limit of 500 horseshoe crabs per day. In researching this with staff, Mr. Porter's June report received this past November. He indicated the fish house was a fire. However, his harvest was reported on buyer's reports from Sea King. His son, Donald Porter III, also reported horseshoe crab harvest was not listed on the buyer's audit. It appears Mr. Porter and his son were working together on several days listed on the buyer's audit, including 2 days over the landing limit. However, there are still 10 missing days and 1,984 crabs unaccounted for in his reports. Recommendation is the same, 1 year probation, 6 month suspension.
Is there a way we can reconcile where the missing crabs are?
He's here today. I think we can work on that.
Okay.
What are you missing now?
We are missing reports for over 1,984 crabs. We can get you with Ms. Iverson to go over the specific days.
Questions? Mr. Bowden?
You understand the severity of this, don't you, Donald?
Well, I can explain to the fish house and my son. We were catching flounder along that same month, and that was mistake on my part, putting the horseshoe crabs all on the same report. They should have been done on a different report. But yeah, I understand.
And I'll do the same thing. Pending resolution of the missing reports, we'll have 1 year of probation.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Arthur Peter Bender. This one will be a little different. He actually gets his own category with us. Daily calling reports did not match either mandatory harvest reports or the buyer's reports as required in Regulation 900. The table we provided annotates basically where we have mandatory reports for those days, and then where we have the buyer's reports. You'll notice on the call-in reports there are some gaps, and there are some days when the two don't match up at all. Recommendation from staff, this is a violation of Regulation 900, mostly on call-in, 1 year probation.
Well, I looked at the figures, and honestly, as far as the call-ins are concerned, I mean, all my harvest report and my buyer reports match. My male horseshoe crabs were deficient, but my female horseshoe crabs were matching up with my buyer's report and harvest report. I don't understand how it happened, and I'm willing to accept the recommendation, but honestly, every time I called in, you know, we're required to catch two males for every female. So definitely when I would call in, I mean, that's the way we harvest them, that's the way I call them in. I don't know why the call-in figure of 20,000 males would match 20,000 females, but I'm willing to accept the penalty.
Comments or questions? Mr. Bowden.
Move that we accept staff's recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete. All the remaining cases are of similar nature, all violations of Regulation 610, and the recommendation all throughout will just be 1 year probation if they have resolved the case. The very next one will be Lewis Reynolds.
Mr. Reynolds. Who's after Mr. Reynolds?
Mr. Reynolds had missing reports January and February and also unreported in June the day for 296 horseshoe crabs. I actually spoke with Mr. Reynolds earlier this morning about this. He has everything up to date. This is his first offense.
Mr. Reynolds, anything you want to say?
Well, as far as I know, I've only missed that one day in 14 years. That's all I can say.
Did you say this was his first
offense? This is his first offense.
I've talked to Mr. Reynolds quite a bit, and I'm in agreement with him. He did never have time to take it as of several days ago. I don't know if he ever did, but he went to the buyer and he got the information and he straightened it out. He still don't even know if they got paid for the crabs or whatever because they had no information on it. But I really can't see for a first offense. I know he got caught up in the big picture because his horseshoe crabs was a serious problem. We did go over quota. And if anybody would ever go to AFMFC when the Shoreburn people are there, you would realize how big a problem it is for the state because they are very motivated people. So I really don't think he needs to be put on probation. I think this is his first offense. In general, if we resolved those over the phone, and if it had been something besides what she grabbed, we probably would have resolved it. So
your motion?
My motion is not to give him a year probation.
Warning.
Warning.
Second to the motion?
Second.
I think in fairness and justice of what's going on today, I think it's an appropriate disposition in this case. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? You know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to. Great job in 14 years if it's the only thing you've got. And I appreciate it. Thank you. Next.
Charles R. Winbrow, Jr.
Winbrow.
Missing mandatory reports from August. Under 46 days of horseshoe crab harvest, counting for 1,500 horseshoe crabs. We have all crabs accounted for. Recommendations, 1 year probation. This is the first offense.
Mr. Winbrow?
Yeah, according to my records, what I sent in was right. I contacted your office at the time that I was supposedly served. I was in Costa Rica. And
these people go to these nice places. I've seen up here.
I met with Mr. Fox. I called him over the phone several times to get a hold of him. When I got back in town, I went out of my way towards his house to help him serve me at that point in time, which was the 19th. He told me that, you know, the paper wasn't sufficient because it was 10-day minimum. I called up here, complied with everything you needed, then went to my buyer, got everything straight, mailed it in, overnighted it to you.
I think I got it covered. Is this summons record accurate in here, which means he doesn't have any summonses?
That's correct.
Mr. Bowden?
I'm kind of confused on the whole thing. He did report, but the reports don't match. That's what he said. Is that the case?
It was actually, we had missing reports in August for 6 days of horseshoe crab harvest. Unreported 6 days of horseshoe crab harvest in June, accounting for 1,500 horseshoe crabs. He's now got everything straight with us.
Well, I really don't think he speaks to the point of having the mandatory reporting violation.
Probation.
That we wouldn't have resolved any other way. So I really can't say giving him probation at this time. This should just be a warning.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed. Motion carries. Get by on a warning. I want to tell the guys this. If you're getting a warning, don't think we're not taking you seriously, but at the same time, we're taking into consideration the fact that you haven't had violations before, and in fundamental fairness, we think it's the right thing to do. Thank you, Mr. Winbrow. Aaron Matthews. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Missing reports from February, March, April, May, June, July, and August. Unreported 12 days in June, accounting for 3,310 crabs. He has been in contact with staff repeatedly in the last month. He's gotten most of all this resolved. He just had to bring in the hard copies of his reports, which he actually has in front of me right now. So now it looks like it's probably resolved.
But this is not his first offense, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. What do you have to say, sir?
This is basically the only thing I use the card for is
where she's been. And it's my fault that I didn't call in because I didn't have any reports to fill out, so it's really my fault.
Questions?
Questions, yes. He reported his horseshoe crab, but he did not call in.
He did not. No, this is a case of not being reported. He's now gotten all this up to date as of today.
But it does have it up to date.
It is up to date as of this very second.
You understand the seriousness.
Yes, sir.
We don't really want to see you back here again.
February, March, April, May, June, July.
I mean, with this one and missing reports, I think we're going to have to accept staff recommendation and go with your probation.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Shook. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. 1 year probation reporting. Please get those reports in.
Thank you.
Kenneth W. Green.
You know what's... was a sidebar.
Good.
You're taking this seriously because every one of them's here today.
Missing man reports May, June, July, and August. Unreported a day in June with 250 horseshoe crabs. All horseshoe crabs have now been accounted for in his reporting. This is a first offense.
Mr. Green?
Yes. I received a letter in March regarding that I have not been doing anything with my card and that they would not be sending me mandatory harvest reports. So after I finished horseshoe crabbing that one day and realized I wasn't going to be going anymore, I called and I'm assuming that I called one of the numbers on this actual paper and spoke with someone who I told that I will not be doing anything else, so you know, fill out no harvesting, no activity for the rest of the year. And they took my information over the phone for what I called that year. After speaking with Stephanie Iverson, she's made me aware that no one, including herself in her office, would have given that information to me because that is against rules and regulations. I don't know what happened or how it happened.
Well, all I know is my phone number is real close to Domino's Pizza in Smithfield, and I get some phone calls from time ordering pizzas. So you never, and I mean it very, you never know who you may have talked.
Delivered.
Yeah, you no. Well, after about 7 o'clock on a Friday night, they might think I am. But anyway, no. We don't know who you talk to, but the bottom line, you understand now what the procedure is. And the recommendation was 1 year probation, first offense, Mr. Bowden.
I think we really don't need to give him 1 year probation on first offense. But I will say something on a personal note. Anytime you talk to anybody on the phone of anything to do with significance, get their name.
Well, I actually do. I did get a name, but I didn't ask for a last name, and it didn't make sense with, you know, it was Oisha, which, you know, there is an Alicia Nelson, but I spoke with her, and she made me aware that she did not speak with me. So they said there was another lady, but wasn't there anymore that sounded familiar to that, but...
Okay, well, motion is for a warning. Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
The next case is Brian White. Brian apparently called just before 12 o'clock. Ms. Iverson said he cannot make it, did not give a reason as to why, and did not ask for a continuance officially.
Well, he's got some problems from the beginning, too. There's a number of reporting issues. We'll carry this one over. Sure. Send him a notification. We'll hear the case
in February. This case, and I apologize if I murder this.
Gerhard
Pimola.
Yes.
Okay.
Violation of 610. In July, he did not report a harvest of 100 horseshoe crabs. He has already spoken with staff, but we have not received his updated reports as of yet.
Where are the reports, sir?
Well, I do have to... This is what I filed July 24th. Actually, my sales ticket said clearly 160 female, 280 male. And then I signed it in the reporting sheet. I don't know how that happened. I signed 160 female and only 180 male, not 280 male. And so I talked with Ms. Iverson, and she said I have to come here.
Okay, does it look like you can straighten the reports out?
We can get this straight, yes, sir.
All right. And I note this is not the first offense as far as the problem with reporting is concerned. Mr. Bowden?
Is this the first offense?
No.
No, it's not. It's third or fourth offense. Recommendation from staff is a year probation.
I move to begin 1 year mandatory report and probation.
There's a second to the motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion.
Stick around.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Hang around here, Mr. P. Muller. What they'll do is they'll get straight with you as far as your reports are concerned. We've got to get that straight.
Edward Mark Bender. Unreported for 3 days, accounting for 255 horseshoe crabs. In the last few days, we've spoken with both Mark and Pete. They've informed us that actually these were crabs harvested by Pete, reported by Pete, given to Mark, who then sold them to Bernie's Kongs. Mm-hmm. Bernie's Kongs had them show up as a buyer's item. Mark didn't have them on his harvest reports, but it looks like this is one of these cases where possibly they had already been accounted for. No way anyone here could have known of that, and Bernie's wasn't aware that this was probably a wholesale purchase. So this is.
So is this a situation where, Mr. Bender, you've been sworn? Let me ask you a question. Did you think that these crabs have been accounted for? And
well, I knew they were accounted for because I know my brother and Ness called them in and whatever, and I didn't want a double report. So I didn't figure I needed the report.
It makes sense to me. I mean, does it make sense?
It does make sense in the discussion.
This year, my crabs, my fish.
Staff was caught in a position where
I think from an administrative perspective, as the agency head at this point, I think that there's enough doubt that the matter can be dismissed. We just need to make sure from now on that they're taken into account. And I think you're.
Should I have reported?
Really not.
Not if Pete had already accounted for him in
Boston. Yeah, I mean, I know he, right. You know, it's just overage that he couldn't get on the truck or whatever, and he said, well, hey, take these and put towards the light bill. And me and him got a package it together.
I understand. In the interest of fairness, your case is dismissed. Thank you. Next item, Josh Merritt.
Good. Mr. Merritt, unreported 4 days, accounting for 789 horseshoe crabs. He has spoken with staff. He believes the buyer made an error. We have still not resolved this issue with Mr. Merritt.
First offense?
This is a first offense.
I don't know what happened. I'm totally shocked by it. I don't know if it was an oversight on my part. And I usually what I do is every day I try to do my catch reports daily with my HACCP reports when I sit down to do those. And I don't know exactly what happened, but I do know that at that time I'm doing three jobs because I have a trash detail for the rental company that I do and not a whole lot of sleep. And I just don't know what happened.
No criminal violation? I don't see any summons activity at all.
No.
You must be working. I haven't seen you in 10 years, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, we've got a rental business, and my wife is more perk than anything, a trash delivery, pickup deal, and working nights and then sleeping 2 and 3 hours a day. And if you notice my catch reports, I give you minnows, I give you clams, I give you prodded oysters, I give you horseshoe crabs, and this is the first year I've really done the horseshoe crab. I knew that.
You understand it now?
Yes, I do. And I'm totally shocked by it. I was shocked. I mean, I got a snooze.
Ms. Bell?
Move just to get more water.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Thank you for the discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Take care, Josh.
I'll see what happens.
Sir, the last gentleman, Mr. Keith Light, you'll look on page 75. He's actually sent a letter asking for a continuance to have this moved until the February meeting. He was out of town this week and unable to attend.
Without any objection to the commission, from the commission, continuance granted.
That's it.
All right, thank you. Bruce.